The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Katie, why do you look so surprised all the time? It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get to that, Joe wasn't on the radio show yesterday because he's a druid and he had all kinds of religious ceremonies he had to participate in for the total eclipse. But he's back today, having sacrificed a number of virgins into a volcano. I didn't know you still did that.
I give thanks to Mother Earth, Father Moon, Uncle Sun, and all of the beasts in the forest. Here's to you.
But since you weren't on the show, you didn't hear us talking about this yesterday. I just wanted to know if you knew anything about this. The Wall Street Journal article, Time to Start Typing Like a Grown-Up. I was kind of aware of this, but not really aware of it, that for like the under 30 crowd, using capital letters is really a sign that you're like old. So you take the time to uncapitalize the first word in every sentence because your iPhone probably capitalizes it for you. But you go back and uncapitalize it because you're so droll, you're so disaffected and uninterested in everything in life. All of your texts have no capital letters.
You're not going to be controlled by big letter.
Right. And the Wall Street Journal pointing out that people acknowledge that capitalizing letters is a rite of passage. There are holdouts who don't want to do it. But it's basically saying if you want to get a job at a company, you need to start using capital letters. And people really resist it because that's like what mom and grandma do. I don't want to use capital letters.
If you were to, at this moment, chuckle and say, I just made all that up. I'd say, oh, okay. Because this is so strange.
And by my niece, my oldest niece, who's 25, I noticed when she texts, she never has capital letters in any of her texts. So that's a thing. So if you come across that, that's what's going on there. It's a symbol. It's just a way to divide yourself from grown-ups, which has always been important for younger people. I fully understand that.
Let's see. Now, no periods I've gotten used to. I'm going back with my youngest kid's text string and definitely got all the proper capitals, but never a period at the end of the last sentence.
Yeah, punctuation is out, too. I'm just surprised.
No, there's an exclamation point.
I'm just surprised because it seems like so much work to have to, like, shift away from the capital that it starts for you on purpose.
But oh yeah, yes, you have to go stupid. Back, delete, and then retype. That's a lot of work
just to make sure you don't look old. But anyway, so there's that. And Katie, the why do you look so surprised, Katie, is a joke about her new eyebrow tattoos, which she mentioned during the show. So I don't know anything about eyebrow tattoos. You're going to get them today. Is this a common thing? Why do you do it? What does it cost? I need all the ins and outs.
It is relatively common. There's a few different ways you can have it done. You can have them tattooed. There's something called microblading, which is similar to tattooing. And so I'm doing the tattooing today.
So you mentioned that one of the reasons you want to do it is so you don't have to tattoo yourself every day before you come to work. Those eyebrows I'm looking at right now aren't real?
They're, I mean, I have eyebrows, but I need to fill them in regularly, and they don't line up properly, and it drives me nuts. So yeah, I draw them on every day at 3 o'clock in the morning.
They don't line up properly.
No, they don't. One like starts farther back than the other, and it just, I'm so sick of it.
You're a monster. I can hardly look at you. Wow.
Bridge
wow.
troll.
But eyebrows are hair, so isn't it going to look like Groucho Marx's mustache?
No, so they do the tattooing and microblading in hair strokes. So it's a very fine needle, and they go in and they actually make it look like hair. So it'll look somewhat natural, but the healing process is going to be hilarious.
So are you going to be wearing like big Yoko Ono sunglasses tomorrow or what?
I was debating a hat, but I'm not too sure how close I can get to. Ooh. So I might just have to let you guys stare at them.
Look at
I'm
your open sure. wounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oozing open wounds above your eyes?
I'm so excited about this. I know it's probably sounds insane to you guys, but the process of drawing them on and messing them up and having to go back and redo them, it's just, at 35, I don't know how to draw my eyebrows on. So this is going to be a huge time saver.
Yeah. Well, where do you get the, will they move with your face like so you can look surprised or?
Well, it's on her skin, you ninny. Yes,
no, they're
course.
Like floating. So they stay while the rest of my face is animated.
It's like a filter on Google Meets. See, I've never been a party girl. So all of this is to me like, you know, like a tribe in the Amazon that's had no contact with the modern world. Your ways are foreign to me.
Well, not problems you guys would have.
No.
You guys both have great eyebrows.
Well, I am someone who's started...
They're mediocre at best.
Started dyeing his goatee now and then, so I understand the need to do something to your face. What is this going to cost you?
It's $500.
Whoa! But it's permanent.
Mm-hmm. It's permanent. Which, I mean, if you think about it, if you get a tattoo, like a really good one, you're getting up in that range, especially, you know... And this is the permanent makeup. So, I mean, people get their eyeliner done, which I can't do. People get their lip liner. My mom did her eyeliner and her lip liner. I have no idea how she let a needle that close to her eyeball.
Yeah, I know some people that have done those, and I don't dig it. So maybe there's probably, like everything else, there's getting a really good version of it done and a not as good version, depending on price. I don't know, but... I've known some people that did the permanent eyeliner thing, and you look a little like a raccoon.
Yeah.
Depends. You can always add more. You can't go full, I'm Courtney Love at a nightclub to start, I don't think.
Right.
But
I am taking a risk, because, I mean, I'm praying to all that is holy that it doesn't get done and I hate it. You know?
The eyebrow makes more sense to me than the eyes or the lips, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Unless some sort of shaven-headed look becomes super hot in the future. I mean, women shave their eyebrows, shave their heads.
You don't notice what eyebrows do for your look until you don't have them. When I was doing chemotherapy and I lost all my hair and my eyebrows went away, it makes you look weird.
Yeah, and people are shaving them off right now. As like a are trend. They? There's a girl I follow on Instagram who shaves her eyebrows off only to draw them back on every day because she doesn't like how they're placed.
Oh, so she wants them in a different place.
Mm-hmm. This is real life, guys. Big decisions.
Do we know why human beings have eyebrows?
I think it's just part of the whole keeping stuff out of your eyes. You know, multiple layers of protection. I think it may be partly just to catch stuff that would fall in your eyes and partly for sensory reasons, because where you have hair, anything that touches it, even though it hasn't gotten to your actual skin yet, you become aware of.
Animals kind of have eyebrows. You can feel them like on a dog or whatever.
The Google is telling me that eyebrows help protect our eyes from bright light.
You got
a couple of visors.
You got to have a pretty heavy brow for that to work.
Damn caveman.
Hey,
yeah,
quick question, Katie. So if you do not like these, is there a way to get them removed at all?
Or is it permanent no matter what?
Well, I mean, there's tattoo removal, but no, I'm pretty much screwed if I don't like them.
Do you have to choose a color?
Yeah. So the woman who does this is fantastic. I've seen a lot of her work, so I'm very excited about this, but she's going to go in, look at the color of my natural hair, and do all of that stuff that I don't know how to do and line them up. And
well, I wouldn't normally ask this, but is that your natural hair color that we see every day?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm like a dirty-ish blonde.
Oh, okay. So a lot of women have to spend a lot of money to get their hair the color your hair is naturally. Well, that's handy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you get your eyebrows to match. I got it.
And if you hate the look, you can just start wearing a sweatband, a headband like John McEnroe in the 1970s, which is my third, count them, third out-of-date cultural reference this podcast. Thanks for coming.
So now we are in the uncomfortable position, since we know you're getting this done, that we have to tomorrow say, oh, it looks great.
No, you don't. I don't want that. If it doesn't work, I need to know. So.
Oh, please. Not going to be me. Besides, a couple of my kids have a handful of tattoos, and so I know it takes a while before it looks good. There's the whole healing process, although with that microfine needle you're talking about, it might be different. So I'm expecting you to look like a boxer who had a rough night.
Yeah, they said that there can be bruising and that it takes about 10 days for it to look how it's going to look. So this is going to be a journey we're taking together.
Husband is going to have a card to hand out. No, there's no domestic violence.
Right, no kidding. Yeah.
Have they told you, is this going to hurt more than a regular tattoo?
I've been told it's painless. Apparently, she puts this lidocaine cream over them and then lets it sit for a while and does it. My mom had it done and said that she didn't feel a thing. So I don't know if that's my sweet mother trying to comfort me or if it actually is painless.
Are you a piercings person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have tattoos and piercings.
Oh, okay. So this is not unfamiliar to you, this sort of thing.
I'm thinking of getting a hairline tattooed, like in roughly the color of my hair as it is now, salt and pepper, but like the Eddie Munster, the low, like almost chimp-like hairline.
I'm going to give you a hard no on that, Joe. Don't do that.
Yeah, could I get my bald head like tattooed to make it look like there's hair?
That is a thing that people are doing. Yes.
Oh, really?
I've seen that. There is actually a business that just opened up in my old hometown that specializes in that procedure, where guys are going in and having little black or whatever dots done all over their head to make it look like just a little bit of hair growth, like a shadow.
Yeah, I might do that.
Oh.
That is doable.
I could see doing that.
Do that, dye your goatee.
Just knowing you, you'll like read the first paragraph of an article about it, then try to do it yourself. Don't.
Probably.
Spend the money. I'll lend you the money.
Yeah, what color hair, Jack? Would you be a redhead, or would you?
Ooh.
I don't remember what color my hair was.
You can get the pattern. You can just get a stripe down the middle so it looks like a little mohawk.
Well, okay, well, we look forward to seeing how this turns out tomorrow. Maybe we'll post pictures at the website. Yeah, and that's
sure, why not?
Let people comment. That's always a good idea.
You could take a poll. Oh, do these look like shit?
Well, good luck, Katie. I guess that's it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.